Joseph of Arimathea comes, somebody who was one of Jesus' disciples, but he had been a secret disciple of Jesus. But now he throws aside that secrecy and asks for Jesus' body and places it in his own grave. A very, very expensive thing to do. Most of the Jews were buried in graves with other people. It's far cheaper to, you know, be buried in one big pit with a lot of other people than to have your own tomb, your own kind of cave hewn out that you're buried in. But Joseph of Arimathea is a rich man. No doubt he was carving this tomb out for himself or maybe for his family, but he gives it as a gift to Christ. His body is buried there. Again, fulfilling Old Testament scripture that he would die with the criminals, but at his death he would be buried alone. The next day, the next day, which followed the preparation day, so the Friday is the day of preparation. Oh, yeah, and that's, by the way, too, Jesus died on Friday, the sixth day. There's a connection to creation there as well, that Jesus died on the sixth day, the very day that God finished all his work in the work of creation. Jesus finishes his work, the work of redemption, and rested on the seventh day. After Jesus has died, the payment for our sins was complete. Sometimes people think, well, that he went to hell after he died. Well, he did go. Well, he went to hell after he rose from the dead, not after he died. Remember what he said when he died: "Into your hands I commend my spirit." His spirit went to God the Father. The payment for our sins was complete at the time of his death. So he didn't suffer the torments of hell after he died. He suffered the torments of hell while he was on the cross. After he rose from the dead, he did indeed go to hell in order to proclaim his victory, as we're told in some of the epistles, but not in order to suffer more. So he finished his work of our redemption on the sixth day, just as God the Father finished the work of creation on the sixth day and rested on the seventh. So following the day of preparation, the chief priests, the Pharisees, they're worried that the disciples are going to steal Jesus's body and then going to convince everybody that he rose from the dead. And the irony is that what they did makes it all the more certain for us that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead, because they posted guards at the door to make sure the disciples didn't steal the body. And so give us just one more proof, just one more evidence that his body wasn't stolen, but that it really was raised from the dead. So the very thing that they were trying to guard against, they actually helped to facilitate the truth of who and what Jesus was. So again, a lot of information here to share with the Sunday school kids. For the littlest kids, you probably want to trim it down quite a bit. I'm probably going to have a hard time keeping their attention through. Well, we're on 33 minutes now that I've been talking, and I tried to trim it down quite a bit. But I know you guys are professionals at this. You'll do a great job. So good luck or Lord's blessings on your Sunday school lessons. And as always, give me a call if you have any questions.